Sai Ram. As the rustling of the leaves, the roaring of the winds, the gurgles of the waves, the humming of the bees harmonize into a divine symphony, the music of your love, Swami, flows through each of us, your instruments, as we come together to offer ourselves in unison the Sai melodies. In the time immemorial unto eternity, our hearts treasure this moment. In the space beginningless unto infinity, our hearts cherish this proximity. In the language inexplicable unto tranquility, our hearts proclaim we are yours. Our unsullied love story unfolds a new chapter with every dawn. Hum tere hain Sai, hum tere hain. That your look holds assures all our worries that we have a great Lord to take care. The encouragement that your words instills ensures all our challenges that we have a loving God by our side. The love that your smile spreads comforts all our parched hearts, that we have a wonderful companion forever. to our great, big, wonderful Lord is our next offering. If the black mountain be ink, the ocean the inkpot, the branch of the stout wish-fulfilling tree a pen, the earth the writing leaf, and if taking these, the goddess of learning writes for eternity, even then the limit of your virtues will not be reached. Your form inspires faith in us. Your smile instills strength in us. Your word imparts assurance to us. As we grow to accept your omnipresent formlessness, omniscient consciousness, and omnipotent energy that pervades the universe, we acknowledge that Godhead beyond name and form. We humbly offer our last piece, Shankara Shiva Shankara.
Thank you. Today is a day to recall to our minds and hearts the ennobling and elevating knowledge of the descent of the Avatar. In many deluding ways, He will grant us what we ask for, until we ask for what He has come to give us. Let us take a few moments to dwell on who the Avatar is, how His human conduct should never delude us, and how we are exclusively fortunate to bask in the magic of His love.
Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na tito, na me jana yukyo. Chidanandarupam Sivokam Sivokam.
No virtue or vice, no pleasure or pain. I need no mantras, no pilgrimage, no scriptures or rituals. I am not the experienced, nor the experience itself. I am the form of consciousness and bliss. I am the eternal Shiva.
That is the Avatar, reminding each of us of who we are, who we truly are. But then, who exactly is an Avatar?
Five men were walking in a forest. They heard lovely music in the air and find that it was emanating from a circular walled fort with no entrance to it. They decide to prop up one of them on their shoulders to see what was inside. So, two of them support and the third climbs up. Once on the wall, without as much as turning back, he vanishes into the fort.
Now, they prop up the next person to describe what he sees inside. He peeps inside, shouts in joy, begins singing and dancing in ecstasy, but does not speak a word.
That's when they prop the third person up and clearly instruct him to describe what he sees inside. He climbs up, exclaims in delight, "This is divine." He then bends low and tries to lift the others so that they can experience what he does.
The first category is the sages or the rishis, who have divine experiences and quietly merge in the divine.
The second category is the saints who express and communicate their joy at the divine experience.
The third kind is the Avatar, who descends to raise man, to help him ascend and to become divine himself.
The Garuda Purana mentions the Dashavataras that came to restore the cosmic order. Many among the 10 Dashavataras appeared in animal forms or forms that were strange and unusual.
The Sri Satya Sai avatar is one avatar which chose a captivating yet a simple, loving human form for his incarnation on earth. Bhagwan has jocularly explained why he chose the human form in particular. He has said that had he come as Lord Vishnu with Shankh, Chakra, Gada and Padma, we would have put him in a museum and charged money for people to see him. Therefore, he says, he has come in a form like that of any of ours.
Baba says, the avatar behaves as a human so that man can feel kinship with him, but rises to superhuman heights so that man may aspire to reach those heights.
Should one be misled then by the human appearance and conduct of the one of divine descent?
On the 7th of July 1984, Ramzan Day, in an interview in Prashanti Mandir to the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus, Bhagwan revealed many beautiful facts about his avatar at Shirdi and Parthi.
Mother Kaushalya was blessed with the cosmic vision in the tender mouth of Sri Rama.
Mother Yashoda was blessed to witness the entire universe in the little mouth of her toddler Krishna. During his avatar at Shirdi, a devout rich lady saw the entire world in the mouth of Baba.
In the Satya Sai avatar too, Karnam Subbamma Garu had the good fortune to see the entire creation in little Satya's mouth when she was feeding him through a little ventilator opening in the compound wall.
Yes, the divine incarnates in a human form so that the human can turn divine. Today marks the 80th year of beloved Bhagwan's declaration of his avatarhood. In his immense compassion for mankind, matchless mercy on man, he took that loving Satya Sai Swarupa.
When you and I close our eyes, summon to our memories that magical divine form, all we know is that he is the avatar of love, a magical love that moves,
a tender love that transforms,
a benevolent love that blesses.
Looking around, there's the magic of your love. Life in the same since the day you touched my heart. And I've been longing all along. And I've been singing a song.
Swami, with your advent, the entire world feels blessed. Nature itself is filled with joy, witnessing the Creator Himself walking amongst us. We overflow with bliss as we welcome you into our hearts to uplift our souls. Welcome, beloved Bhagwan. Welcome.
Thank you. 1989, Swami blessed us, the Anandpur girls, to put up a play called Mirdad in the Prashanthi Nilayam campus for the All India Vice Chancellor's Conference. I was very fortunate to have a role in that play, but was very unhappy about the role itself. Although on many occasions earlier, I had been on stage as a male character, never had I an opportunity to play the part of a girl. On that particular day, this seemed to upset me a lot. We went to the auditorium for her rehearsal. Swami came as promised. He asked us to stand in a semicircle and went on to ask our names or where we were from, till he came to the girl who played the role of a father for me. She was from Bengal, so Swami said, "Hey Bengal, where is your daughter?" None of us understood what Swami was asking, so we kept silent. Swami repeated the question. Our then principal, late Professor Hemalata ma'am, explained to Swami that all characters were male in this particular play. Regardless, Swami repeated the question. This time, our teacher in charge pointed towards me, saying, "Swami, that girl in the corner is the son in this play." Swami then turned and looked directly into my eyes and smiled so beautifully and said, "Ah, that is the little girl I was looking for." He didn't stop there. Ever since, whenever he referred to me, he always said, "My little girl," an experience I shall cherish forever and ever.
Thank you. The most memorable days of Anandpur were when Swami would grace us all with his visit to the campus. Always thirsty to have him spend more time with us, we would organize various programs to keep him engaged. Here, I recall a beautiful incident from one such visit. All of us were seated in the bhajan hall in the presence of Swami. Two girls, who were skilled at communicating their thoughts with mere looks, with no spoken words, had their turn to perform for Swami. Swami was requested to write something on a slip of paper and give it to one of the two. She would read the message and look into the other girl's eyes. The second girl had to grasp the message and say it aloud. Swami, being a sport always, obliged us by writing a note. The girls set to action, and to our great delight, the second girl guessed what was in the note and said it aloud. And guess what Bhagwan had written? Prema Swarupulara, accept my blessings.
You are my Lord, you are my loving Lord. Thank you.
It was the 24th of November, 1983. Bhagwan's birthday celebrations were just over. As was the practice, all the Anantapur students, under the able guidance of our teachers, had helped in the stalls, in the canteen to serve food, roll chapatis or cut vegetables, in the prayer hall to make garlands, put rangolis or clean the lamps. Each of us involved wholeheartedly in the task allotted to us. Therefore, many times we weren't able to go for Swami's darshan during the celebrations. Now, it was time to return to Anantapur. We came for darshan very sad, for we didn't want to leave Bharti and Swami. We were seated adjacent to the mandir. Swami came with a few laddus in his hands, stood near the Krishna statue, called us to receive prasadam. His eyes were filled with immense love and a very enchanting smile entranced all of us. He stood there looking at us like a mother at her children. Our eyes welled up with tears. As we were taking padnamaskar, Swami said, Pillalu chala pani chesaru. Children did a lot of work. Then he said, Pandaga puta intiki chuttalu vastaru. Intilo tali chuttaluto busy aipotundi. Appudu pillalu kuda taliki sahayam chestaru. Appudu tali pillaluni chusukolekapothundi. During the festivals, guests come home. Mother becomes very preoccupied with hospitality. Her children too assist her in her work. During this busy time, mother is unable to take care of her children. Swami continued, Birthday pandagapudu chala mandi devotees ekkado ekkado nunchi vacharu. Swami vallato chala busy ayipoyaru. Mimmalni pattinchalakapoyanu. Meeru andaru Swami pillale, idi mee illu. During birthday celebrations, devotees came to Prashanti Nilayam far and near. Swami became very busy with them and couldn't take care of you children. You are all Swami's children. This is your home. By the time Swami finished saying this, we found ourselves with choked throats and flooded eyes. What more did we want to hear? The Lord of the universe standing before us and telling us that we are his children and apologizing to us for not taking care of us during the celebrations. What compassion, what love, one can only understand when one feels it. We were all sobbing, saturated with divine love. Swami, how can we ever repay you for all that you have given us? You called us your children. What more do we need?
Then every batch received the benediction of an interview from Swami before they graduated. During our final year interview, we gave Swami a paper with all our names written on one side. We left the other side blank for him to write a message against each name. This was to be our treasure to guide us in future. However, Swami had other plans. He held the paper in his hands and said, "I will write, but I will keep your future in my hands." It took us some years to realize that this is a divine assurance that each one of us experience at every moment of our lives.
अवतार साई भगवान
Bye.
is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food. Love is my heart, truth is my bliss, bliss is my food.
Love is my heart, truth is my bliss, bliss is my food.
My life is my message, expansion is my life. My life is my message,
expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death. No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
Love is my song, it is my breath, it is my soul.
Thank you.
शान्तिहि समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु।